The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Trinity Debt Management. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
Oh, man, I made a big mistake. Big calculated mistake. Like, I should have calculated this. I didn't. Just so dumb. I looked for just a second. Mm-hmm. Sort of interested down the line. Looked at a sectional.
Couch
sectional on, on a furniture website.
That's your timeline, sir. That's
now,
your timeline.
For the rest of my days on this planet, every banner ad, every website I ever look at will show me different sectionals.
That is correct. It's over.
Peppering me with sectionals. Blue, black, white, brown, leather, fabric.
Google guy that was in charge of that. So you can send him an email and say, you know,
hey,
what?
Man, I'm not really that serious.
I don't need it.
I don't.
Stop me it from the section. Yeah.
I close my eyes at night. I see sectionals now. It's like, I didn't. Oh, I
and
messed,
it's that same
I messed
guy,
up.
Like,
I
send him more
he
sectionals.
He thinks he needs more sectionals. Wrote a working man song.
Oh.
For the working man.
Okay.
Like
the tradition
Cash.
Johnny
yeah,
Cash. Okay.
Kind of like that.
And he's then, done some, and then...
And then now me.
Now you. We have a little bit of a break there.
The heir apparent. this is more.
Brent's the heir apparent to Johnny Cash. Who knew?
Kind of the obvious choice that the man in black would choose.
Sure.
This song is more modern, though. It's called Let's Schedule Some Meetings.
And this is the working man song.
Yeah, kind of, yeah, okay. Modern work.
Okay.
It goes a little something like this. I haven't totally practiced this yet. Real well. Okay. Here we are at work, and we've identified a simple task. Someone could just do it, but that's too much to ask. Let's schedule 10 meetings. Let's schedule them now. Let's put them on the calendar. Mm-hmm. Like that'll help somehow.
Yeah.
Oh, one of us could just do it.
That's true.
But where's the fun in that? Let's schedule 10 meetings. Some time for some chit chat. Let's schedule 20 meetings.
20?
Every Tuesday until the end of time. Let's put meetings between meetings, cause that'll help our bottom line.
Yeah.
Let's make it rain meetings. Let's hire a consultant and meet with him.
Consultant, good.
He can tell us how to do more meetings, cause that'll help us win. He'll teach us how to have meetings between meetings, because we need so many meetings. Let's schedule more meetings. That's how that we're succeeding. If we can just schedule some more meetings. That speaks to.
Well, I just want to clarify some of the words there. Did you say let's schedule meetings in between meetings?
Yeah, okay. And then the consultant will teach us how to have meetings within meetings, effectively.
The song has a little edge to it.
There's a little.
But it's true.
Hear that?
It's true.
It's true.
That speaks
modern
to a lot
working
of us,
man
think,
blues.
Yeah.
Working man blues. Just so you know, this little behind-the-scenes thing, you might be interested. I don't know. But we had a contractor friend of mine come in here. He's fixing stuff in the studio. And he commented the other day. He's like, what blew me away? I didn't know about your show. Because he watched us do our thing for a little bit. He's like, Sherry has no clue what's coming.
That's right.
She has no idea what the next thing you're going to talk about is. She has no... This
is that is correct.
There's no scripting.
No.
There's nothing like that. So she has to respond in real time.
That is right.
So we do want you to know that because he was still like shocked about that. He thought we'd had this planned out.
Tell him join the crowd. We're all shocked, sir. Everyone's shocked.
She has no idea. I plan, and it may not sound like it. I plan for hours before
the
show.
Yes, you do. Yes.
Try to come up with things that I hope are meaningful and encouraging. Mm-hmm. Even the goofy stuff, like that takes time.
Yes, it does.
Like I had to find that accordion cat story.
Yes, you did.
And that takes man hours.
And then the execution of it all.
Right. And then to get it just not quite right and then put it on the air anyway.
It's like, that's how it works here. We call this the misfit moment. I love this idea. Sherry said, hey, talk about stuff in your book, Blessed Are the Misfits. I'm happy to do that. One of the things about the book is I talk about introverts or people who are awkward in social settings, because that's me. I have learned that I can't just say, and this applies to everybody, honestly, if I'm going to be an apprentice of Jesus, if I'm going to be a follower of Jesus, I can't just say, well, that's just me. That's just the way I am. You know what? I'm going to hang around people that make me feel comfortable. I don't want to be around any uncomfortable situations. I'm just going to be comfortable no matter what that means. I don't want to be around people who challenge me. I don't want to, like, that can't be. That's too easy. And again, it's not just for introverts. It could be anybody. Like, we all have this default back to comfortability. But I have to be more than just saying, that's just me. You got to love me. No. I need to grow up. I need to change. I need to serve other people. I need to be uncomfortable if that's what it takes to be a blessing to people. If I'm going to be an apprentice of Jesus, it's not okay to just go, that's just the way I am. There's something better that can be out there for me. Quick thank you to Trinity Debt Management for sponsoring our podcast. They're actually a nonprofit, and what they do is really awesome. If you've got credit card debt, they can work with you to get the interest level reduced and the payments get lowered, and they can help you get debt free. So you should totally call them if you want help. They have trained credit counselors. Super helpful. 1-800-793-7956. It is time for Brant's three things. It's going to sound like a gripey three things. It's not going to be gripey, though.
That's good to know.
Yep, it's going to sound like a get off my lawn type thing. No, this is three things a parent with grown kids, that's me, would like to tell parents of young kids and not in a gripey way. Okay? So let's start.
This is the non-gripey three things, everyone,
exactly.
Just to be clear.
Stipulate, it's not going to be, you know, yelling at the clouds or whatever. Mm. I would advise you, if you have little kids, reconcile yourself to it. Like, this is who you are now, if you have kids. For some reason, for some people, it can take a while. You still try to hold on to everything you were doing before in life, you chafe against this new status you have with little kids and how hard it is. It's very daunting. Like, you still want to have 8 hobbies. You still want to go out. You still want to, it may not be possible. And that's okay. Like, reconcile yourself to it. Throw yourself into it. This is good. It's only for a season. It really is. You can get back to that stuff later. It really is. And it's a beautiful season, and you'll miss it if you can't reconcile yourself to it. Here's the second thing. We already did the first one. I would like to tell parents of young kids, I would like to say, good grief, settle down. My goodness. You don't have to be so busy. You really don't. And I know you're like, yeah, but I have to do so. But there's a whole lot of stuff, I guarantee. Like, from, I see people just running around like crazy, and you're missing out on the rhythms of life that you could have together. And I think a lot of it's pressure. It's pressure to be this, buy this, make sure your kids have this or that lesson or this thing or that, what they need. Maybe you already know this, but let me add to that voice, like, they need you to be relaxed and not running around everywhere. You don't have to. And again, it's just a season, but man, this is your chance. And to waste time together is one of the most beautiful things that you can do. Here's the third thing. Quit. You already know this, but we still do it. It's just human. Quit comparing yourself to that other family, those other kids. You don't know what's going on over there. Mm. You don't know. Yeah, maybe they've got piano lessons and French lessons and sports and, like, man, they're getting it all done. Yeah, maybe they're frazzled. Mm. Maybe their kids aren't getting enough sleep. Kids need a lot of sleep. But you don't know. I'm just using that as one example. Like, this success track that you've got planned because everybody else is doing it, like, may not be what your kids actually need, and you are shutting off your own judgment in order to make that happen. Like, you've got intuition about your own kids you're ignoring.
Because you're comparing.
Kids are frazzled. Everybody's stressed, anxious. You get to shape this kid, and I was talking about this with regard to fatherhood the other day, but, like, your plan A for this kid, and there is no plan B. Like, as a parent, your plan A, you get to shape this kid's character. And what everybody else is doing with all their kids, that's up to them. If it's okay, just being honest here, I actually wrote this down before the show. Like, Brant, say this during the show today on the radio. Say this. I know I don't always do a great job. like anybody, I'm not beating myself up. Like everybody's got job. You don't like some days you don't do it as well as you want. I feel the weight of that because people listen to the show. And even if I was talking to five or six people in a, you know, kids' Sunday school class, I'd feel the weight of that. Like, I want to say things that ultimately are true and encouraging to people. So it's a little daunting. And I just want to ask you, I don't have anything specific in mind here. I'm not saying, hey, that thing I said yesterday, so you don't need to go back in the archives.
And... I wonder what he was talking about.
But do forgive me if I come off the wrong way. Thanks for your grace in that. Just like anything else. I'm just openly asking you for that because this is a little daunting. And we're talking about important stuff, also goofy stuff, which is also important, but like spiritual things. And I don't know everything, and I know it, and I'm learning too, right along with you. And I want to talk with, not at. And if I ever come across like I'm talking at, just please forgive me. Uh-oh, I see trouble coming down the pike here.
For whom?
Sherry. For you, producer Sherry.
Okay, what is it? Thanks for the heads up.
It's a senior living complex that has a new policy that's apparently spreading.
Okay.
They're banning loud laughter.
Oh, dear.
So people are getting in trouble. Some older folks because they're having too much fun and laughing big.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they say we want our community to be friendly and welcoming in this loud laughter. Annoying to people. That's what it says. I'm like, well, how welcoming is that to people with loud laughs?
I'll tell you something. My whole family would be banned from that, I guess.
Well,
been with them. You've seen them.
I don't want it. I like quiet, but yes. I also like people having fun. So
I actually, because of my laugh and the comments I've heard throughout my life, I actually get what they're saying there.
Really?
Yeah, that it can be too much. It's sort of like get off my grass.
I know. We've had listeners that have that attitude.
We'll be moving into this place.
While
we
miss
speak.
You, we found a place for you. And
enjoy.
Try to get you all settled. It's very normal, whatever job you have, to be thinking, man, if I could do that other thing somewhere else, not this job. If I could do that other thing, I'd really bring some passion to it. And then we wait to bring passion to that other thing. I would advise you not to, if you can. I've learned this too. Because we're supposed to work in our jobs no matter what we're doing. Like, we're doing it unto the Lord, it says in the Bible. Like he's our boss. He's actually the boss. So you can bring passion to everything. And it makes such a difference. And I was thinking about it. I can't remember if I ever mentioned this on the air, but I have a friend, and I can't tell you what country he's in, and I can't tell you what he does. So it's hard to talk about this because and you'll understand why. But he's in a big country. And he's got a job where he places people in institutions around that country. And he puts Christians in. And it's not a place where you have total religious freedom. Mm. So he could get in trouble for that. But he's a believer. And all they do, though, at the top in the government is they will ask him. They brought him in, like, for one meeting. He thought, okay, I'm in trouble. They figured out that I'm, like, peppering these institutions with believers. Mm-hmm. And they brought him in, he thought he was in trouble, and they said, no, we want to know where are you getting these people, because the people you hire are much better at their jobs than everybody else. Mm. Like, they show up on time, they're committed, they last longer, mm-hmm. they're more excited about what they're doing. And in these institutions, they need that desperately. Mm-hmm. But they're like, we don't know where you're getting these people. How do you do it? Like, we want to learn, because the people, you brought in hundreds of people, and they're all, like, stellar. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really neat.
They're believers.
Because they're believers. Mm-hmm. And they could tell. There's a difference. Like, they're doing their jobs differently. Why? Well, I guess you're not supposed to do this. This guy is in trouble. He's a DoorDash driver, so they deliver food. Like, mm-hmm. you order food from restaurants.
Yeah.
So he's gotten multiple complaints because people get their food and they open it and they notice that he's eating some of it.
Okay, just taking a bite here and there.
Yeah, or a couple ribs or whatever.
Everybody tips differently.
Yeah, that's just it. I guess, you know, if you're a customer and you want to nitpick every little thing that somebody, you know, employee does. So
put it in the comments.
He eats about half the fries. Generally, they've had multiple complaints.
Okay.
They can find the DoorDash people. I would probably have a sit down with them at this point. Hey, that's...
We weren't looking for that.
Yeah, we just want you to deliver it. Like, if you deliver half of it.
Because maybe there was a misunderstanding.
Right. Maybe he misunderstood his role. And that's not fair. You have to have a clear job description or you're setting your employees up for failure. And that's the point that I was trying to make.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Trinity Debt Management. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.